It was now or never. Okay, Mark began. Exactly how old are you, Yano? The old man smiled.
29 and holding.
Come on, Mark said. He'd let a tone of impatience creep into his voice. I've been thinking about this one question for 3 days. Give me something.
To be honest, Yano said, his eyes twinkling, I am many ages. Sometimes I am 4 years old again. I feel that way when I climb onto my Heavenly Father's lap, and when I tell him my problems, and when I cry out my pain. After all, doesn't the Bible say we should come to him like little children?
Julie nodded. Mark looked on, the frustration rising inside him. Once again, Yano had found a way to evade the question.
Sometimes I'm a teenager, the old man continued. At least, that's the way I feel when I'm riding my Vespa. If I don't look at myself in the rearview mirror, I can imagine I'm young again. I can feel the wind in my face. I can tackle the sharp turns in the road. I can ignore the angry shouts from other drivers. I can act like I own the highway. After all, isn't that what teenagers do?
Mark opened his mouth to speak, but Yano plunged ahead.
Sometimes, he said, I am a young man, in love again with the red-haired beauty I told you about. When I look at Julie's fiery hair, I think of my own true love and my heart comes to life. But then I have to remember I am no longer 4 years old. I'm no longer a teenager. I'm no longer a young man in love. I'm just a silly old coot trying to hang on to his past, one that's so fleeting. A day feels like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years feels like a day.
Stunned, Mark looked at Julie. She sat there with a silly grin on her face. The guy could have said he was Superman, and she would have accepted it.